Professor Claire Wall joins us. Claire is at Waipapa Taumata Rau. She heads the Department of Nutrition and Dietetics Associate Dean in the curriculum and is a qualified dietitian. Today, we are talking about hope for sleep-deprived parents with a study into whether kumara boosts babies' microbiome, potentially helping them sleep soundly and ward off viruses. It's an interesting kaupapa, isn't it? We're trying to understand some of the qualities of the humble kumara. At the university, the trial is exploring whether kumara acts as a prebiotic, fostering healthy bacteria in babies' microbiome and supporting immune development and sleep. Professor Claire Wall is the study's principal investigator. Te tuhine tēnā koe, Claire. It's me, Dale, at this end. And great to have you join us on the program. Sister, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, morena, Dale.
Tēnā
Thank
koe.
You very much for having me on the program.
Well, we've been loving kumara for a long time there, Claire, but perhaps we don't realise the microbiotics, etc., some of the qualities of the kumara. It's long been a food source, obviously, but it could be a health-giving source. Now, let's talk about babies and sleep patterns, and it's a very intriguing study that you're overseeing. Can you tell us what prompted you to delve into this area?
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, yeah, kumara, a mighty taonga, it's just such a acceptable and popular food for babies anyway. But the thing that really, I suppose, sparked my interest was that I, know that there's a lot of knowledge around the importance of breastfeeding and breast milk for babies, and how breastfeeding and breast milk really helps develop the baby's bacteria in the large bowel, which is called the microbiome, and develop it in a positive way that helps baby grow and develop and for their immune system to develop. But what we don't know a lot about is what happens when babies start eating solid food and what happens to those microbiome or those bacteria in the large bowel and how they alter and how the alteration of them, how they change in their the amount and the type affects babies' growth and development and immune health. So we kind of set out to look at how when babies are introduced to solids, what happens to the microbiome. But we're particularly interested in foods that we know that help support healthy microbiome development. And we know that some of those foods are rich in dietary fibers and certain kind of starchy material like kumara. And so we thought, let's have a look at, the impact of kumara on the microbiome in babies' diets in the first year of life when they start being introduced to solids, and see whether it has an impact on their, health, immune health. And we're kind of also really interested in sleep and sleep development in that stage of life, in the second 6 months of the first year of life too.
Must be pretty hard getting participants for your study. Can you talk with us about this?
Yeah.
How do you ID the pepe and also the mamas who will sort of help you in your studies? What's the cohort in the study that you have underway at the moment, Claire?
So we're trying to recruit 300 babies because we know that we have to recruit so many to make this, research worthwhile. And so we're up to about 150 pepe at the moment, so we need another 150. People are amazing. People are very generous with their time and are very generous in terms of supporting this research. I've always been really privileged and amazed at the number of people that are willing to come and be in these types of research studies. So what it involves is babies, we have to meet the families prior to baby starting solids, and we take some information from them, and we also take a poo sample, and then we give them the kumara, and they have that for 4 months. And during that 4 months time, we see them twice. So we see them get two more poo samples from them, get some information about their dietary intake and how they're sleeping, and some information about their health. So it's not a huge burden, but we really appreciate the time that people take out of their busy lives to be involved to help us in our study.
Claire, I'm led to believe our people were actually more savvy than most would give us credit for. This is pre-European Māori. And while the starchy foods that you touch on, kumara being one, were there, I've heard of mixing puha, for instance, with mussels. It becomes acidic, and then it is toroi or something, I think it's called, I'm just looking at my friend Rangi. And it would break down the starchiness of the fern root or the kumara. So what I'm getting at is that I'm led to believe our people are actually quite knowledgeable. The kumara is a soft, tasty, soothing kai, as we know. And so it intrigues me that you're delving into some of its qualities and its effects on the gut health of our pepi. We are, as a people, we've been eating it for generations, and it's a bit of a go-to kai for kids, I guess, when they are starting on solids. Is it that way for other families who arrived later? I mean, where does kumara sit in Pākehā families or Asiatic families or whomever now call Aotearoa home?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because there are lots of culturally, really interesting foods and ways of cooking and making foods that we know have, significant health benefits for Māori. It's not my area of expertise, though, to talk about that, but I'm really appreciative of that. And in terms of the kumara, our interest really has been is that it's because it is so globally used, not only in New Zealand, but the varieties of sweet potato around the world are used very commonly in infant feeding. And so it's something that has kind of really interested me, but obviously the kumara being specific to New Zealand gave us an opportunity to really delve deeper into its properties and those properties that may be beneficial for babies. If we look at a lot of the food nutrition guidelines around the world, sweet potato or potato is and root vegetables are often recommended as first weaning foods, as well as green leafy vegetables. So kumara really fits well in the general recommendations anyway for the types of foods to be introduced to babies, but obviously it's something that is really special and a real tanga for New Zealand, so we felt that was a really important piece of research to do within the New Zealand context.
Tēnā koe. Also, the association between the kai and the sleeps, really important for mamas who are having issues perhaps with both. But the early stages, how does a baby's early stages, mum's diet, their first foods, define their trajectory for the rest of their life?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, obviously, research that has gone on for, decades now, looking at what mum eats during pregnancy, what baby eats during the first year of life really affects, how they grow and develop in that early stages of life, but also how that impacts on the rest of their life. So how they grow and develop and the kind of diseases that they may get through into adulthood. And it appears that there's really critical periods of growth, in utero and in those sort of first years of life, which really kind of set us up for the rest of our lives. And so it's quite amazing to think during that time period that we can have such a huge impact, on babies, on parents, but also on, their lives going forward.
Tēnā koe. And I know you're seeking out 300 pepi and whānau. There's 150, so halfway there. Are many of them Māori, or are you particularly interested in whether there might be differences in Māori babies to not?
Well, yes, we do have some Māori babies in our study. We won't, I think we have to be really careful because we probably won't have enough of different cultures and ethnicities within our study to look at specific differences between, between ethnicities, but we will be able to look at differences within individuals and compare them within their individual ethnic groups. But I don't think that we would have enough babies or Māori babies within our study to be able to compare them to other ethnicities.
Well, Kia ora, if you're listening today and you've got a little baby or expecting one, Professor Claire Wall has been our guest, and Claire is just looking at the connection here between kumara, microbiome, and sleep. And it's an important study, and we might discover that this kumara is actually a superfood that we weren't giving it credit for over the generations, and perhaps it's something that we need to have more of going forward. Thanks very much, Claire. When are you expecting to see the results of the study?
Next year.
Good talking with you, Claire. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us on the program.
Thank you.
Yummy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tuahine. Kia ora. Professor Claire Wall from Waipapa Taumatarau.